IDF chief reveals Israeli commandos operated deep inside Iran. Experts say nuclear program systematically destroyed. By Joshua Klein on June 25, 2025. Israel's top military official disclosed that elite Israeli commandos operated covertly inside Iran during Operation Rising Lion, as part of what intelligence and nuclear experts now assess was a campaign that inflicted systemic, not just tactical, destruction on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. IDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, said in a televised address Wednesday, after 12 days of unprecedented fighting, "I can say that the IDF operated at its best and fully achieved the aims and objectives of the operation." He emphasized that the mission had one clear goal from the start: to remove the existential threat to the state of Israel. Zamir outlined the nature of that threat, calling it a plan to exterminate the state of Israel, which he said rested on three pillars: a nuclear program nearing weapons breakout, a long-range missile arsenal designed to inflict mass civilian casualties, and a multi-theater ground invasion. These were not merely theoretical plans, he stated. The threat became real. Describing Israel's preemptive response, Zamir said, "After many years of preparation and months of meticulous and accelerated readiness in the IDF, our opening strike was surprising and decisive. We hit all the targets we planned, and even more. We deepened the achievement beyond the plans we set out with before we started the campaign." Regarding Iran's nuclear program, the IDF chief cited assessments from top military intelligence and nuclear experts, declaring, "The damage to the nuclear program is not a localized blow, but a systemic one." According to Zamir, Israeli forces hit the main facilities, factories and satellite industries, and knowledge centers. He said the accumulated results pushed Iran's nuclear capabilities back by years, and added firmly, "We will not allow Iran to produce weapons of mass destruction." Lieutenant General Zamir revealed that Israel established complete air superiority over Iran, enabling strikes at will. He attributed this achievement to coordinated efforts across various branches of the IDF, highlighting the full coordination and deception by air and ground commando forces as a key factor in the operation's success. "These forces operated covertly deep inside enemy territory and carried out missions that secured operational freedom of action," he revealed, underscoring the pivotal role played by special units operating within Iran itself. He also acknowledged the critical contribution of U.S. military support. "Our achievements were enhanced thanks to the actions of the U.S. military. The actions of the U.S. forces were precise, powerful, and impressive," Zamir said. "The coordination between the armies is a strategic asset for the state of Israel." Addressing the Israeli public, Zamir concluded, "The resilience and responsibility you have shown are worthy of admiration. They will continue to serve as a strong foundation for our ability to face any challenge together. Our hearts are with the families of the fallen, and I wish a speedy recovery to all the wounded." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.